This shiur has been dedicated to the Refuah Karoiva, Labina Bas Frida.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Kuf Chav Tes. The Gemara over here in Chul, Daf Kuf Chav Tes and the Beis, discusses the halachas of the Tumah of an Eiver Min Hachay of a person and an Eiver Min Hames. We know that a dead person is metame. Tumas mace, there's tumas mace on, if you have a complete mace, there is tumas mace even on an incomplete mace, even if you have a kizayis of basar, of flesh from a mace, the halacha is that it's metame. And the Mishnah over here says that not only is a Kizayis min hames metame, but an Eiver min hames is also metame. The definition of an Eiver, the Mishnah and the Gemara say, definition of an Eiver is, it's, if it's a complete limb from a dead person, from a dead body, and it needs to contain three parts. Every limb, in order to be metame, needs three parts. It needs basar, which is flesh, and gidin, which are the tendons, and atzamos are the bones. The gidin are what attaches, what keeps the flesh attached to the bone. So there's the bone, there's the flesh that's attached to the bone, and the gidin. The way it works is that in order for an aver to have a status, halachic status of an aver, limitame, you need to have all three things, basar, gidin, and atzamos. The etzem has to be complete. The etzem has to be a complete bone. If the bone is not complete, kipshuta, it's not metame, although there is a shittas Rambam in Hulstumis Meis Peri Bezlo Gimel that says it might be metame. But generally speaking, most Rishonim hold that the etzem has to be complete. If part of the bone is missing, it will not be tame. And the Mashmoy says that it needs all the gidin that are naturally occurring in this aver as well. It does not, however, need all of the basar, all the flesh that naturally grew on this aver is not required to be there in order for it to be tame. Now, halacha is, even if there's only a tiny amount of basar, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Kalim, the first parak, that if there's enough basar, if there's enough flesh on the aver, that if this aver would still be attached to a person and would still be alive, there would be enough flesh that it would grow back. Eventually, even if you cut out a piece of flesh from a person, from a live person, it will grow back. So if that's the minimum amount of basar, if there is that amount of basar on this aver, that's an already enough for it to be mitame. So the halacha is that an aver from a dead body, if you chopped off an aver that has basar gidim atzamos from a dead body, the halacha is that it's mitame, it has regular tumas mace, it's mitame in the three ways that the mace is mitame, b'mago, b'masu, v'oil, which means it's mitame sai. It's metame if someone touches it, or someone carries it, or if someone is even underneath the same roof. The halacha is it's metame, and there is no minimum shear. Although when we talk about a basar and a mace, we talk about flesh from a mace that was cut off, there is a minimum shear. There's a shear of kizayis. If there's a minimum shear of bones, when you have a bone from a dead body, there's a certain shear that's necessary in order for it to be metame. However, by an aver, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says in the first paragraph of Alois, that Ivarim do not have a shear, so long as it's a complete aver. This meaning if it's a naturally occurring aver and the aver is very large, then you would need the entire aver. But in that, if it's a type of aver, if it's the limb, if it's a finger, something that's very small, then it will be metame so long as the aver is complete, even if it's not, it does not have a shear of a kizayis or any of the other shear. That's the halacha of Eiver min hames. In addition, the Mishnah over here and the Gemara discuss the halacha of an Eiver min hachai. Eiver min hachai is another halacha of Tumah, that although when you have a limb that was cut off or fell off from a live person, and the person is still alive, but obviously this Eiver is not attached anymore to this person, the Eiver itself is dead, the halacha is that an Eiver min hachai is Mitame. The halacha is, it has all of the halachas of Tumas Meis, and it's Mitame, and it has the same halachas, that it needs Bosa Gidim Matzomis, and there's no Shir of Kizayis. And the halacha is that the Eber Menachai is Mitame just as much as the Eber Menameis. However, there are slight differences that the Gemara over here highlights. The Gemara over here has a discussion about it. And the Gemara says that although an Eber Menachai is Tame, however, if you took this aver that fell off from a live person, was cut off from a live person, and then you chop up this aver into smaller pieces, you chop off the basar, or all you have is the etzem. Although it's true that there is a halacha that basar of a maize is metame, if you have a kezayis of basar, or if you have a bone, the halacha is, if a bone is the size of a kernel of barley, etzem kisaira, it is metame b'mago v'maso. So you would think that, why is this any different if we said that a maize is metame, and then if I chop off a kezayis from a basar from a maize, it's also tame. So if I have an eiver and a chai that's metame, and I chop off a kezayis of basar from this eiver, I would think maybe it's also tame. So the halacha is not like that. And the Gemara over here says, this is a machlekes tanaum about it, but the halacha, the Rambam paskins, that the only way an eiver and a chai, piece of a person, that is removed from a live person, the only way it will be, have any tumah, is if it is a complete aver. The aver itself would be cut in half, it would be incomplete, even if I had a kezayis of basar, the halacha is that it's not tumah. Even if originally it was cut, or the entire aver, the complete aver was cut off, and now we just cut the piece of meat off, it's also not tame. And similarly, even if you would cut a piece of flesh, a basar, min hachai, the basar was directly cut off of a live person, that basar would also not be tame. It would not be metame. What is the application? Since most of the halachos of tumah v'tahira are not noig b'zman hazeh, so this doesn't seem to be, have some sort, it doesn't seem to have much of a practical application. Although it is definitely this halacha applies to a kain, that we know a kain is not allowed to make himself tummy to a mace, and he's not allowed to make himself tummy to even pieces of a mace, and this halacha extends to Eiver Menachai, that a kain is not allowed to make himself tummy to Eiver Menachai. But if you cut a piece of basar off of the Eiver, you don't have a complete Eiver, or all you have is an etzem that came off of chai, or if you had such a case, you only cut off flesh, so that wouldn't be a problem. So while there is a problem if you have, let's say, a doctor who's a kohen, a surgeon, and for some reason he has to amputate the limb, a complete limb of a person, so then there is a problem, there is an issue that the kohen would not be allowed to amputate such a limb, because after he cuts it off, then it would be a complete aver and it would be tame. That would be a problem, that is a halachic problem. However, if the surgeon is not cutting off a complete aver, he's only taking off a piece of the bone, let's say, or he's only cutting off a piece of the flesh of the basar, that since it's not tameh, therefore there would be absolutely no problem for the kohen to do such a thing. In fact, there's another application of halacha that's not only negeya to kohanim, that applies even to non-kohanim. And that is regarding the mitzvah of kvura. We know there's a mitzvah in the Torah, it's a pasuk, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses that there is a mitzvah in HaTorah that one must bury a dead body. Somebody dies, the halacha is, there is a mitzvah, there's an obligation to bury him. The Pesukim can discuss, what is the halacha of the burying a partial part of a person? If it's not a complete mace, you have a piece of a mace, so the halacha is, most Pesukim can hold, that if it's a piece of a person died, even if he was chopped up into pieces, there was a piece that was chopped off, there still is a mitzvah of kvura. What about if the person is still alive? Person, for some reason, needed to have a limb amputated, he had an aver that fell off, that was cut off for whatever reason, so this is an aver min hachai. Is there a mitzvah of kvura? Does the mitzvah of kvura apply to an aver min hachai or not? That is the question. We know the Torah says there's a mitzvah to bury dead people, but where do we find in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to bury a limb that was cut off from a live person? Well, the limb itself is dead, but the person is alive. So there's a tshuva from the Noyid of Yehuda, Madura Tinyana Yeredeh Simen Reish Tes. The Noyid of Yehuda says that, as far as he knows, he says it's simple to him that the mitzvah of Kavura is only on dead people. There's no mitzvah of Kavura on Avram and Hachai. So there is no key mitzvah. However, the Noyid of Yehuda says there still is an obligation to bury it. Why is there an obligation to bury it? He says that although there is no mitzvah of kvura, the mitzvah to bury mesim, but he says that the minig is that we bury avarim, avarim and achai, lahatzil min hatumo, to save people from becoming tameh. Now, we know it doesn't make such a difference if a non-kohen becomes tameh, but we want to save the kohanim. You're going to have, what's going to happen if you don't bury this limb? It'll be sitting and lying around. It'll be, who knows where you're going to put it. So if it lies around, a kohen might come into contact, and the kohen is not allowed to be metame to Avram and Achai. Therefore, says the Noyid Yehuda, one will be obligated to bury even Avram and Achai. And he says there is an obligation, but, however, it's not the mitzvah of Kavura, and similarly, this is a similar idea that we find in the Tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Aleph, where he also says that the mitzvah of burying a mace does not apply to Avram and Achai, but there is a inyan to bury Avram and Achai because it's mekabel, because it is tameh. A nafgemino, what comes out from this Noyid of Yehuda, is that the Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, Yeredei Chelik Aleph Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, says that if this is the only reason why there is an obligation to bury Avram and Achai is because it's tameh, so what would be if you only have Basar and Achai? What would be if you cut off part of a bone for an etzem and Achai, or you cut off part of the flesh of a person for whatever reason? He needed something removed, and they have to cut off part of his flesh. It's such a situation, as we learned from the Gemara by us, Basar and Achai is completely tar. In etzem, we paskin that a piece of a bone that comes from a live person is also completely tar. So if the halacha is that it's completely tar, so then there's no reason to bury it. The mitzvah of kvura, we said, only applies to a dead person, does not apply to a piece from a live person. So basar and achai won't have the mitzvah of kvura. Elamai, what you say, the only reason why you're going to have a mitzvah to bury him, because it's metameh, and you want to save people from becoming tameh, but this is not tameh anyways. So if it's not tameh anyways, it would seem that Rav Moshe would say that it would come out, there's no mitzvah. However, Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe says that cannot be. Rav Moshe says it can't be because he finds Gemaras and Nazir Dafim Gimel, Rishonim over there, and other places we find that there is a heter. We know that a kohen, even though he's not allowed to be mitame to a mace, but there is a mitzvah for a kohen to make himself tame, to be mitame for his close relatives. His father, his mother, his siblings, his children, his zayin, the shivik krovim, there is a mitzvah and there is a heter for a kohen to make himself tame. And the Gemara over there says that a kohen is allowed to make himself tameh in order to bury an Avram and Hachai of his father. If there was a limb of his father that fell off and the father was alive and never got buried, so the kohen is allowed to make himself tameh in order to bury this Avram. Frekra Moshe, why on earth is a kohen allowed to make himself tameh to do this? The kohen is allowed to make himself tameh because there's a mitzvah of kvura. But this is not a mitzvah of kvura. The mitzvah of kvura does not apply to in a case where it's only Avram and Achai. And we're saying the only reason why you have to be only have to bury it is only to save kohanim from becoming tameh. So if that's the case, how do you know that that's enough of a reason to allow a kohen to be mitameh to bury Avram and Achai of his father? How could that be enough of a reason? So Mosby says, Rav Moshe, you see from here that there's a real mitzvah kvura. The mitzvah kvura, which is in itself is the source of the heter for a kohen to be metameh, to bury his father, that the mitzvah kvura extends to even an Avram and Achai of a close relative, and therefore since there's a mitzvah kvura, the mitzvah kvura allows one for the kohen to be metameh, to be Tami to Avram and Achai, his father, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. That's what Rav Moshe writes in Shuvan in the Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. I saw brought down in the name of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky did not like this raya. And in fact, the svar already is written in the Chazanish, Yeridei, Siman Reish Ches, Sivkot and Vov, that although it's true that there is But though it's true that we don't find that there's a mitzvah of kvura for Eivir Menachai, and if that's the case, how are you going to allow a kohen to be mitame to bury Eivir Menachai of his father? So they say that it's not the pshat that he's being mitame because there's a mitzvah of kvura. This that the Torah allows a kohen to be mitame himself to bury his father is primarily based on the fact that it's a bezoyin if he doesn't bury his father. Chutz from the fact, aside from the fact that there's a special xeris hakosa that the Torah says there's a mitzvah of kvura, and that mitzvah of kvura applies to all dead bodies, aside, completely separate from that mitzvah, there's an element of kavod ha-mace. There's an element, the Gemara says, that it's a bezoyin if you leave the mace out and the mace decomposes in front of everybody. That's a big bezoyin. So because of the kavod involved in burying your close relatives, that's what allows us that allows a kohen to be mitami to his relatives to bury them. So even if the mitzvah's kvura doesn't apply, it's still very possible that the kohen will still be allowed to bury his close relatives. And if that's the case, then there's no question anymore from the Gemara in Nazir that the Gemara says that a kohen is allowed to be mitami to bury Eivir Menachai. Because the heter of a kohen to be mitame is not based on the mitzvah's kvura. The heter to be mitame is because of bezoyin. Now, if you take this svara to its logical conclusion, so then it's still not exactly what the Noyid Yehuda is saying. Because if we say that a kohen is allowed to be make himself tummy to bury Eivir of his father, Eivir Menachai of his father, then surely there's a mitzvah on every person to bury Eivir Menachai of their father, and it would make sense that there would be a mitzvah of every person to bury Eivir Menachai of any mace, just like there's a mitzvah's kvura on any mace. So the fact that to leave the Eivir out would be a bezoyin, would also be a mechayiv, that would be obligate everybody to bury Eivir Menachai. Which is a shtickle not like the Noyid Yehuda, because the Noyid Yehuda says, true, there's no mitzvah's kvura, but the Noyid Yehuda couldn't come up with any other reason why you should bury it, except la'atzel menatumah, to save it from becoming tame. The Noyid Yehuda doesn't say there's an element of kavod involved. Unless he held that the Sefer Metum is more important than Kavod, and you only have to come with the Kavod in order to be Matir, a Kain, to be Metame. But Al Kaponim, you see that there's this element of Kavod, and if this is true, that there is an element of Kavod, of that the Eivir Menachai shouldn't come to Lidei Bizayin, so then it would make sense that this should really be true regarding other things as well. Now, it so happens that although Ramosha writes a tshuva over there in Yeridei Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, that there would be a mitzvah kvura even on an Eiver. However, the very next tshuva, in tshuva Reish Lamed Beis, there is a tshuva Ramesh's had over there, if a person is allowed to cut off a piece of basar menachai, a flesh from a person, and use it to experiment. Use it as an experiment, and you're going to experiment, you're going to treat it with something with acid, and then there's not going to be anything left at the end to bury. And he begins that, l'chayr, according to what he said, there should be mitzvah kruti even on an aver, and possibly even on a basar menachai. And then, towards the end of the tshuva, he seems to change his mind, and he seems to go with this logic of the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that there's an obligation of kavod, and since there's an obligation of kavod, so in such a situation, it could be, even if you don't have the regular mitzvah of kvura, then I could still say that because the mitzvah of kvura, that would obligate the kohen to be mitami in order to bury his father. So it seems that even Rav Moshe, after he wrote the original tshuva, will agree with this svar from the Chazon Ish. Interesting question. I saw brought down Rav Moshe Sternbuch in Tshuvas van Hagei, Chelek Dalid, Simon Reish Samach Tes. Over there, Rav Moshe Sternbuch was asked about, in a case where a person who had to have some sort of surgery, and he had to have his legs amputated, or one aver was amputated, and they went and they had an aver, it was aver and a chai, and they buried it. And then, later on, the person himself died, and he had a kever, and they buried him in his kever. And now they want to know, is it kedai, or is it even allowed to take out the original aver that was buried somewhere else, and rebury the aver together with the mace, so that his entire body should be buried in one place? It would seem that there was a more of a hint that all the Avram should be buried in one place. The question is, are you allowed? It's technically not mutter to dig up a grave once you bury the mace inside. It's not covered to do that. So if there would be a mitzvah of kvura to bury the Avram Menachai, so then I could hear. If you bring the Aver from somewhere else, then there would be a mitzvah of kvura. There's a mitzvah of kvura, and there's a milah, there's an advantage that it should all be buried in one place. So then I can understand why you would have, conceivably, it would be a heter to open the kever where most of the person's body is, and put that Aver together with the rest of the body. So Rav Moshe Sternberg says, but since we see over here, we see all these places can say that it's not so posh at Bechlau, that there's a mitzvah of Kura Eiver Nachai, although there might be an obligation to bury it, but it's because of other reasons, because of Tumah, because of Kavai, not because of the key mitzvah of Kura, so therefore that's not enough of a reason to completely uncover the body of where the person is buried and to put the Aver in. So his suggestion is that you could bury it in the same place, in the same cavern, but don't dig all the way down, all the way down to where the Arin is. You just bury it on top. You uncover some of the dirt, you put the Aver in, and they will all be buried in the same place. That way you'll have the Milo, and you won't have the bizarre of taking the mace out of his grave.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.